first tests. Intel's top-end Tiger Lake 8 CPUs look great for laptop gaming. In PC Magazine by Tom Brandt on May 21st. It's a whole new season for thin and light gaming laptops. Our benchmark tests show Intel's latest 11th Gen Core i7 and i9 8 Series CPUs coaxing 100 frames per second from GeForce RTX 3060 powered notebooks. New gaming laptops with Intel's latest 11th generation Tiger Lake 8 Series processors are starting to hit the market this week, and PC Lab's early test results show that they're extraordinarily capable, not only for gaming, but also for many other CPU-intensive content creation tasks that gamers are likely to perform. So far, we've tested a handful of these new Tiger Lake 8 laptops with a variety of graphics processors from NVIDIA. A few initial 4-core 8 Series chips in this family were announced at CES 2021. But a new wave of top-end 11th generation 8 Series CPUs, including Core i9 and i7 chips with 8 cores, was unveiled this month. Most gamers looking to upgrade will be trading up from a 3 to 5-year-old machine, and they could look forward to immense performance improvements. As a refresher, Intel's 8 Series CPUs are mobile-minded processors that are designed for power user laptops for gaming and content creation. Rival AMD offers high-end Ryzen mobile chips that are also branded as 8 Series. But with dozens of Tiger Lake 8 configurations available and planned, not to mention competing and equally powerful AMD Ryzen 5000 8 Series laptops, which one should you choose? To help you whittle them down, let's recap the new features that Tiger Lake 8 brings to the gaming laptop arena, then look at performance results from the ones we've tested so far. The thin and light power laptops are in. With Tiger Lake 8 mobile CPUs, Intel wants to ride the considerable wave of interest in gaming laptops that are thin and light, but still capable enough to play games at 1080p screen resolution and high graphical detail with silky smooth frame rates. We're talking in excess of 100 frames per second FPS and much higher for many games. To this end, there are enough Tiger 8 Series SKUs available, Core i5, Core i7, and Core i9, to fit into pretty much any thin and light gaming rig an OEM wants to make. Reader's note, the article referenced a chart that could not be verbally reproduced. The cream of this new crop is the Core i9-11980HK, an 8-core, 16-thread behemoth that has a 5 GHz maximum boost clock speed on one core and unlocked multipliers. We've only seen a single example of this processor so far in an unbranded Whitebook laptop that Intel sent us to test out. This machine is indicative of the kind of performance you should see in some full-power implementations of the Tiger Lake 8 Core i9 in coming retail systems. The CPU is configured at 65 watts in this sample. This is not the first time we have used early Whitebook samples like this one to get a preview of the performance of emerging laptop CPU families. We looked at similar whitebooks when we tested Intel's U-Series Tiger Lake CPUs for ultralights for the first time, as well as the 11th generation Ice Lake mobile chips. We've tested a few more laptops with the more pedestrian, but still plenty capable Core i9 SKUs of Tiger Lake 8. The Core i7-11800H, which is one of the Tiger Lake 8 chips that rolled out this month, has the same core and thread count as the Core i9-11980K, but its maximum boost clock speed is slightly lower. We're in the process of reviewing an Aorus machine with that chip. Meanwhile, the Core i7-11375H is a quad-core chip that can also push the frequency of a single core to 5 GHz under the right circumstances, and we have tested it in a couple of laptops already. That chip debuted earlier this year. Single-core performance is important to ensuring many demanding AAA games run smoothly. But the fewer cores and threads versus the newer Tiger Lake H chips could hinder performance on highly threaded workflows like transcoding video. For its part, AMD has ready retorts to much of the Tiger Lake H lineup. Chief among them are the Ryzen 7 5800H, an octa-core chip with a maximum boost clock of 4.4 GHz, and the top-of-the-line Ryzen 9 5900HX, also an 8-core processor that can go as high as 4.6 GHz. While the Ryzen competitors lack Tiger Lake H eyebrow-raising 5 GHz maximum clock speed, AMD's Zen architecture is advanced enough that the Ryzen 7 and Ryzen 9 could best their Intel counterparts on a few benchmark tests. Reader's note, the article referenced a chart that could not be verbally reproduced. Graphics tests with the RTX 3060. We'll start with gaming performance. This is, obviously, what PC gamers care about the most. But it's also one of the hardest tasks to measure objectively in terms of the CPU's impact on a laptop, since much of how a laptop performs on a given game depends on the specific performance level and implementation of the GPU and not the CPU. To be fair as possible, we're only comparing gaming and graphics performance between laptops that have the same GPU. In this case, it's the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3060, which is a decent middle-of-the-road GPU that should be able to push frame rates above 100 frames per second on most games in a relatively compact 15-inch gaming laptop. Now, bear in mind that implementations of the RTX 3060 do vary, depending on the laptop design, so it's impossible to purely isolate the CPU's role. But this is the first such data set we have from early laptops we've tested. The results of the 3DMark Firestrike test, which gives a proprietary numerical score, show that all of the systems are within a few thousand points of each other. The variances aren't due entirely to the different CPUs, since all of the laptops have slightly different chassis sizes and cooling capabilities, and the Max-Q tuning of GeForce GPUs plays a role. But it's notable that the Ryzen-powered Alienware M15 is in first place, and that by a healthy margin. We are in the process of reviewing that machine. The Core i9-powered Intel Whitebook is in second, followed closely by the two Core i7 machines. As a bit of context, 3DMark measures relative graphics muscle by rendering sequences of highly detailed, gaming-style 3D graphics that emphasize particles and lighting. We run two different 3DMark subtests, Skydiver and Firestrike, which are suited to different types of systems. Both are DirectX 11 benchmarks. But Skydiver is more suited to laptops and mid-range PCs, while Firestrike is more demanding and made for high-end PCs to strut their stuff. Like 3DMark, the superposition test renders and pans through a detailed 3D scene and measures how the system copes. In this case, It's rendered in the Unigine engine, offering a different 3D workload scenario than 3D Mark, and a second opinion of the machine's graphical prowess. The main result we care about here is a 1080p high test, a demanding trial in which none of the laptops managed to break 100 frames per second. The Tiger Lake H Whitebook did manage to lead this pack of four at 780p and low settings. When it comes to running actual games, we can get a better picture of real-world performance. On Far Cry 5 and Rise of the Tomb Raider at 1080p resolution, all of these laptops managed to fall slightly above or below 100 frames per second, right where you'd expect them to. Again, the Ryzen-powered Alienware comes out on top on every test versus the Intel Core i9 Whitebook, while the Intel Core i7 machines are not far behind the i9. More test results. A look at the CPU muscle. If you're a serious gamer, you might also share your most memorable moments with fans on a streaming service like Twitch. So you'll need a laptop that can handle multimedia editing in addition to gaming. Many content creators are also gamers on the side or vice versa. To see how well Tiger Lake H chips can handle that type of task, we look at video encoding in the Handbrake app and image editing, applying a sequence of image filters in Adobe Photoshop. Since these are mostly CPU-intensive tasks, I've compared a few more gaming laptops with different GPUs, including ones with last year's 10th generation H-series Comet Lake H Intel processors, so upgraders can see what they're looking forward to. You can also weigh what the 10th gen machines on the market can do. There are, and will be, plenty still around. Let's start with Photoshop. The Core i9 powered Intel Whitebook leads the pack when it comes to photo editing. Adobe Photoshop is a complex app that relies on storage and memory performance in addition to the CPU. It also rewards high boost clock rates as a bursty task set that can benefit from dramatic ramp-ups and downs of the CPU. The 5 GHz possible peak rate of the Core i9 Tiger Lake H chip here is well suited to that kind of task. On the other hand, video encoding in Handbrake is nearly exclusively CPU muscle and leverages all the cores and threads you can apply to the task at a time. Both the Core i9 in the Whitebook and the Ryzen 9 in the Asus ROG Zephyrus Duo 15 Sport, 8 cores and access to 16 processing threads. Tiger Lake H is powerful, to be sure, but in this even-steven CPU arm wrestle, 5th generation Ryzen silicon prevails. And even the 8-core Core i7 Aorus machine, which we are in the process of reviewing at this writing, bested the Core i9. It's possible that those machines better handle the sustained thermal load on the CPU. Another pure muscle CPU test is Cinebench, even more so than Handbrake and Photoshop. Maxon's CPU crunching R15 test is fully threaded to make use of all available processor cores and threads. Cinebench stresses the CPU rather than the GPU to render a complex image. The result is a proprietary score indicating a PC's suitability for processor-intensive workloads where all the cores are stressed at once. The ROG Zephyrus Duo and its Ryzen 9 comes out on top again, and the Tiger Lake H Core i7-powered Aorus 17G YD again manages to best the Core i9-powered Intel Whitebook. Both of these Core laptops aren't far apart on the Cinebench test, and both have the same number of CPU cores and threads even though the Core i9 has a slightly higher clock speed. Again, it's likely that the Oris model is better thermally managed for an all-core stress party like Cinebench. The Oris also managed to top the pack in the PC Mark 10 productivity test, which factors in other components apart from CPU. Verdict? It's a game of inches. Performance hawks will note that there are a worthwhile bunch of caveats to the results above. The most important is that, unlike testing desktop CPUs, which can be done in the same test bed for multiple chips in a family, thus controlling the other variables, measuring laptop CPU performance is entirely dependent on the cooling, voltage, and other ancillary capabilities and implementation choices of the laptop in question. The size of the chassis and screen is especially important. 17-inch laptops have more possible room for cooling hardware than 15-inchers. And all of the models above are slightly different in these respects. Still, we can draw two broad conclusions if you're trying to decide between an AMD or Intel CPU for a thin and light gaming laptop right now. First, if all you care about is pure CPU muscle, a Ryzen 7 or Ryzen 9 5000 H-series laptop is likely to be a slightly better choice than a Core i7 or Core i9 Tiger Lake H1, all else being equal. You're likely to see a lot more actual laptop choices on the Intel side of the aisle, though. Second, gaming performance, at least with the GeForce RTX 3060 mobile GPU, is pretty close across all of these CPUs. Comparing laptops with the same GPU is key, of course. Here, any of them should easily be able to hit the 60 frames per second we consider the minimum acceptable for hardcore gaming. And on most titles, most of these laptops should be able to push 100 frames per second. This is a boon to people upgrading from a 3 or 5 year old laptop. 5 years ago, capable gaming laptops that were also thin and light didn't really exist. Also, 5 years ago, frame rates in excess of 60 frames per second, when you could hit them, were largely wasted on laptops, which near universally featured 60 hertz screens. Today's premium gaming laptops, and most cheaper ones too, come with 120 hertz, 144 hertz, or even faster screens, letting you see the extra frames in added smoothness. If you're an esports aficionado or a shooter game addict, parsing 10 frames per second extra in performance may matter to you. For most casual players, though, the difference will be small, and the effect of the CPU on that versus the impact of the GPU smaller still. So that's a bird's eye view of where Tiger Lake H-powered laptop performance falls right now. We'll test plenty more of these notebooks over the next few months. Expect a report on the Oris 17G YD in the coming days, and we'll add our favorites to our roundup of the best gaming laptops. Indeed, just as much hinges on the design and choices made by the laptop maker as it does on what components, from a pure silicon point of view, are in the spec list. Bottom line, the specific per CPU characteristics of these upcoming machines and the individual test results we get from those laptops will be the clearest indication of their suitability to your gaming needs. Tiger Lake H looks solid, but this first tease will have to be borne out in the course of a dozen or more of these retail systems to solidify our opinion.